Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alex Hooper joining us, our Indians beat reporter. It's made me think, all right, this team is starting to look like a team that could make a little bit of a run, Hoop. It makes me think maybe they should be even more aggressive in trying to add a piece. I wasn't sure of that before this because I was waiting to see something that made me think this team could win it this year. I'm starting to see some of those things. Do you think they're starting to see it? Does it change their plan at all? Or have they had their plan in place all along for the trade deadline?
I think that plan has been in place. But at the same time, you know, if something like that West Coast trip were to continue through this homestand, I think at that point is when you take a step back and say, all right, we need to make at least a small change and go out and get someone. Do I think they'll still make a minor move? Probably. Most competing teams do at the deadline, but I don't think they were ever planning on making that major move, and I certainly don't think they'll do it now. Whenever I'm asked about the trade deadline, you know, at least within the last 2 weeks or so, my reply is with a question of who are you ready to move off of on this team? And I think in that span, your answers were going to be Jason Kipnis and Lonnie Chisenhall because of the injury, especially in Kipnis's or in Chisenhall's case. He's been producing, but he's, you know, hurt, and you don't know how that's going to affect his production when he gets back. The other one is Carlos Santana, who on this homestand has been exactly what you've needed him to be, and then it's just a matter of getting that fifth starter after, you know, Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, and Clevinger, because they've all been quite nice. Salazar, of course, in a small sample size. So when you look at how few spots there are to actually upgrade, and I'm using air quotes there, and how few guys on the market would actually upgrade those positions, I think you start to really see how limited this team would actually be in the trade market. Could they still go out and get somebody if the price is right? Yeah, I think so, because the market is very down. I mean, the buyer's market, some of the names you're seeing being moved are not returning great assets. So there still could be a move in the back pocket, but I think ultimately you're not going to see one of those top prospects move because there's no reason to move them with the market and who's out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.